City of Bloomington aldermen approved a Brick Streets master plan, but what does it actually mean since funding levels were stripped from the plan? The community's mayors join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. And in the studio to talk about Brick Streets and more is Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Terry, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thanks a lot, Mike, for having me. This is great.
So why are Brick Streets important to this community? Why not just pave over them?
Because we only got about 3.5 miles of Brick Streets left in Bloomington, and they are part of our historic core. They're part of our older neighborhoods, and they add character to our community and add character to neighborhoods themselves. Economically, they've been shown to last 3 to 4 times as long. If you have a brick street, like the current brick street that we're thinking of possibly paving.
Monroe.
That's almost 100 years old. It was in the early 1920s. Asphalt lasts 24, 25 years. And so, yes, it's going to cost more up front, but the benefits, I think, are huge. And Scott Black, Alderman Black, made a very, very strong argument last night and said, you know, that a lot of the people in older neighborhoods feel like that they've been paying a lot for new development over the last 30 to 40 years.
And paved streets elsewhere.
And paved streets elsewhere.
While their brick streets suffer.
Right. Spent $14 million to shove water uphill for just one single development, that they have paid a lot of the costs of sprawl, and that they've been left behind. And
he actually voted against this measure because the funding levels were stripped out. Is that correct?
That's correct. And then he did vote for moving ahead with
the engineering dollars
for Monroe Street. So, no, Alderman Black is definitely a huge supporter of Brick Streets. He felt that that stripping the money figures out of the plan was not a good move.
Many of the brick streets that have been dug up to reach utilities underneath the street since this conversation began have been filled in with gravel patches instead of cement or asphalt, which can further damage the surrounding bricks. How does the city move forward on maintaining these streets now? You can't leave those gravel patches.
We cannot leave those gravel patches. That's part of what we've done. And in spite of the fact that some of the money was removed from the Brick Streets master plan, does not mean that we're not going to make progress. This is a strong policy statement that brick streets matter, our historic core matters, and that's why I think this is a huge victory. The dollar amounts, people are worried, and I think Alderwoman Schmidt was particularly concerned. I can't speak for her, but particularly concerned given that we have a $3+ million budget deficit that we've got to figure out how to fill that hole, because we have to have a balanced budget.
So this conversation will come up again as aldermen talk in detail about the next fiscal year's budget.
That's absolutely. And in fact, I was talking for an hour or so with Steve Rasmussen about this and many other financial issues just before I came here.
So you don't think it's toothless, even though the money has been stripped out?
It is not toothless.
What percentage of street resurfacing budget or other money, such as money for sidewalks, could be directed to brick streets, do you think?
I can't put a particular percentage on that, Mike, but this is definitely a priority. What it says is, along with sewers, along with water, along with downtown revitalization, along with other things, brick streets are at the table when we make our decisions with respect to budget and how to allocate dollars. And I guarantee you we will have money allocated next year. I think the council wants to have money allocated next year. Will it be, you know, the next $800,000 for that particular strip of Monroe? I don't know. But that is certainly going to be one of the things that are at the table.
But Monroe Street, from Clinton to Robinson, the alderman did approve engineering funds to begin looking at that street to prepare it for future reconstruction.
Correct. And you're not going to spend a couple $100,000 on engineering without following through. And that doesn't mean that we'd follow through in the next year. It may be that it's the year after. But the other problem with an engineering study is you don't want it to get stale, because then you've wasted money. So we are moving ahead. And again, Monroe was selected because it was the most neglected brick street that we have in the entire city of Bloomington.
That's Mayor Terry Renner. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. There was a large citizen presence at last night's meeting requesting the city move forward on a welcoming ordinance that would offer some protection to undocumented immigrants. The city's been considering this for a while. When are they? When are aldermen going to move on this particular ordinance?
That's a great question. We will have some probably 3-on-1 meetings. I believe a couple of the aldermen were interested in that, and that is in small groups. Talk about
3-on-1 with who? Two aldermen and
Three. Not with me necessarily. I mean, everybody knows where I stand. I'm very strongly supportive of a welcoming city ordinance.
So, aldermen meeting with whom?
Probably the city manager, acting city manager Steve Rasmussen. It's really not 3-on-1, but 3-on-others. And very likely Jeff Juergens, maybe some advocates representative of the welcoming city ordinance, and to say, hey, you know, this is our, the thing is that our standard practice is not to do ICE's job. And that is one of the things that is a misconception. But at 500 feet, I strongly support a welcoming city ordinance. We are a nation of immigrants. People need to feel like they can call the police if they are attacked. I have had many people who have told me stories, including one woman who had an older son who attacked her. Her older son was, you know, documented. Her papers have expired. She was worried to call the police because of this violent situation. And we cannot have that. We need people in our community to feel like that they are part of our community. And that's what I very, very strongly support. And I will sign pretty much any welcoming city ordinance that the council passes. I hope that it's as strong as possible, and I would encourage our neighbors in Normal to do the same.
Critics might say this ordinance asks the police not to enforce the law.
We're not asking. Like, if ICE comes in, we do have to comply with other law enforcement agencies, but we are not going to do ICE's work for them.
And by ICE, you mean the Immigration and Customs the federal organization.
Correct. Yeah. Yes, right. Exactly.
Is the Bloomington Police Department currently working with federal immigration officers to sweep up undocumented? Why is this necessary?
This is necessary so people understand that we are taking a stand. First of all, I think it's as a policy statement, whether it's Philadelphia or Chicago or whoever, or Skokie, Illinois, that we take a stand that says, in spite of the Donald Trump administration that is doing unprecedented things, moving toward non-criminal prosecution or non-criminal deportation of law-abiding productive citizens, that is not our America, and that Bloomington is not going to take part in that national event. So, and to reinforce and to reassure people locally that we are a welcoming city, and we do value you, and you are safe in our community.
It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy in the studio with Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. Aldermen voted to approve funding of the Small Business Development Center at IWU. It's a partnership when it comes to funding, and it was the percentage that seemed to hang up aldermen last night. Why are most agreements with the town, when dealing with revenue, a 60-40 split, and why was this one a 50-50 split with the town?
Well, the previous question is an easier one to answer than the latter question. I was somewhat puzzled myself. Generally speaking, when we have agreements that are based on economic issues or economic development, if they are bilateral, not like the EDC, the EDC is trilateral, so that includes three partners. That includes the county, that includes the city, and the town. If they are bilateral agreements, they're generally 60-40, because that's about the population split between Bloomington and Normal. Yeah. They're not all that way, and that's one of the difficulties. I think the mayors and managers, next time we meet, in fact, I talked with Steve Rasmussen this morning, the next time we meet, we're going to try to clarify, and I believe we're meeting next week, you know, that we should be pursuing a 60-40 split on most economic kinds of issues. And I think there was some confusion. And so I wish that we had pursued this at a 60-40 level, for no other reason than to say that this is our standard operating procedure, and not to make it seem as if that there was a slap at the town of Normal. This was not meant that way.
You helped manage the agenda. Why was that option even allowed to be on the agenda for council? Why not just provide a 60-40 split?
Because that was last week what the aldermen wanted. They wanted two options, 60-40 split and a 50-50 split.
And why do you think Alderman ultimately chose the 50-50 over the 60-40?
I don't know. I think given that this was a 6-2 vote, there were probably a variety of different views of the group of six that did decide to vote for a 60-40 split. And again, this is largely symbolic. We're really not talking about that much money. We're talking about $9,000. This was really more of post-Metrozone. As we move forward, we want to be collaborative. We've got, you know, we're not going anywhere. We want to foster trust in intergovernmental relations. And so I think that was disappointing to me.
The town still has to vote on this. What if they come back and say, no, we're going to stick with 60-40? It goes back to Bloomington then, right?
That's true. So Bloomington has committed to 50% of the funding. If the town of Normal decided that they were going to provide 40% of the funding, then the center is down about 10% in terms of their budget.
But the Bloomington alderman could reconsider.
The Bloomington alderman could reconsider. And the other thing is that of the six people who voted yes at the next regular meeting, anyone on the prevailing side can move to have a reconsideration of this particular proposal.
So we have the Bloomington EDC, the Economic Development Council, be an advantage. Both communities also have economic development point people. Why is the SBDC even necessary?
Its role is very different. It works individually and helps train and really nurture people who are interested in developing small businesses. And small businesses are the backbone of this or virtually any community. And as we try to diversify our economic base in both Bloomington and Normal and all of McLean County, this is really a critical measure. Now, let's also be clear. The council last night made it clear that they strongly supported this center and that they thought it was an excellent idea and they had a great track record. But it was just a wrinkle, if you will, on whether it's 50-50 or 60-40 in terms of the cost split.
Okay, Terry, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas, as always.
Thank you so much, Mike.
The community's mayors join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Town of Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is Sound Ideas on GLT. I'm Mike McCurdy.